Time to talk some technology on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Jeff Quattromani joins us as always. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. Today we are talking foldable technology. We've discussed it in the past, but now we're getting to the point where we can fold our laptops.
Yeah, this is crazy. And it's funny to even say that because laptops by nature fold in half.
Well,
I mean,
yes,
that's what they do. But here is a laptop from Lenovo, which obviously has been making laptops for a long time, that is effectively a 13-inch screen that can fold in half. So what we used to have called a really large tablet can now be folded to be sit upright, so you can use it with a keyboard in the bottom half of the screen and your content at the top, or completely closed and folded to make it easier to carry. But it also comes with a physical keyboard and mouse should you choose to use it,
wow,
and it fits perfectly on the actual screen as well. So you can use it like a real laptop or a very big tablet.
Is it SSD? Is that how they manage to keep it so thin?
Yeah, look, it still is relatively thin. It's a little bit thicker than an iPad, for example, would be. But considering how much storage is in there and things like that and what it does, just like a true laptop, it's pretty impressive. I mean, it does run Windows, so it isn't the perfect tablet, but it's a pretty good laptop if you need the extra screen space.
And does it have a fold in the middle? Is that how that works, or a hinge?
There is no visible crease or fold at all. So it's always upsets me and scares me when I actually fold these things in half, because
yeah,
it's not naturally meant to do that. Screens, in my opinion, it's still too fresh in my mind to see them fold. But no, it's a perfectly flat screen when you unfold it.
You've obviously managed to do it. You've folded it and opened it again. Can you get a feeling as to how much that'll take? I mean, our average laptop, mine sits in my bag at work. Sometimes I pull it out, open it up, and then slap it down again. Would this type of technology be able to handle the same kind of, for want of a better term, abuse that we give our laptops?
Yeah, look, I think you'll probably want to take care of this one or be a little bit more gentle with it anyway, but it does have a bit of a rugged feel around the outside of the screen, so it's got a bit more of a thicker bezel that actually makes you think that, you know, you're not hitting the screen on top of each other. It's the plastic around it that is connecting. But I will tell you, though, that with any new technology, it's always pretty expensive out of the gate.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a $4,000 laptop here.
Ooh, well, I would be looking after it then, wouldn't I?
Exactly. Yeah, with that in mind, you go, well, maybe I will take care of it a bit more.
How are we going with the foldable technology with phones? This is sort of where it broke over the last 18 months. Is that starting to change and develop as well?
A little bit. So firstly, we actually saw Apple file a patent for foldable phones that would fold in half, but also fold backwards in half as well. So imagine it flipping all the way open and all the way shut. So it looks like Apple may be doing something in this space too. But, you know, Samsung has probably been leading this space at the moment with, you know, a tablet that folds in half in the Galaxy Fold, as well as a phone that folds in half in the Galaxy Flip. So we're seeing different variants of folds at the moment, and even Huawei tried to come out with something with essentially a tablet that folded the other way in half. So you could use it as a phone screen or a tablet, but it would wrap around the back. So we're seeing a whole bunch of different thoughts around how we should be folding our screens at the moment.
Still fairly expensive in that space as well, I would have thought.
Look, it is. Even if you just wanted it as a folding phone, you usually do pay a bit of a premium, and the specs of the phone are a little bit lower from flagship. So it really is at the moment about either saving space or just a bit of a gimmick at the same time.
It is interesting that the major players are all sort of working into this as well. It's not like Apple have gone, nah, we're not going to have a part of it. They're trying it too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that you'll see this more and more. I expect in 2021 we'll see more brands doing foldables. We've already seen LG even do an unrollable TV where you've got a big soundbar which, when you turn the TV on, the screen rises out of the soundbar, almost unrolling in front of you. So we could be seeing more of that on the TV side too. So whatever screen you're looking at, wherever it is, there's a good chance we might be able to roll it up or fold it in half in the future.
Well, it sounds like any time you have a TV that's going to do that, you've got to have the music from, what is it, Space 2001, the da-da-da-da-da, every time it opens up. Otherwise, it's not worth it.
I would expect the same. And honestly, I think if you've got one of those TVs, you'll probably find a way to program that too.
Yeah, that's true. Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you very much. We'll talk more technology next week.
Pleasure. Thank you.